Better strap yourself in. It's time for the Howie Carr Show.
I've known Joe Biden a long time.
Yeah. And,
look, do I think he's lost a step at age 80? Sure.
What are you talking about?
Hard to believe. 13 days. 13 years ago.
$1.7 trillion.
You really have lost a step.
In fact, I like babies better than people.
Live from the Matthews Brothers Studios.
Sometimes I'll start a sentence and I don't even know where it's going. I just hope I find it along the way.
So during Women's History Month, we celebrate and we honor the women who made history throughout history, who saw what could be unburdened by what had been.
So if the Democratic Party is a part of shutting down a platform that they have used to build community, it can harm us politically in 2024.
Oh, my God. Who the hell cares?
Rump swabs, hacks, and moon bats beware. It's Howie Carr.
And welcome back to the second half of the Howie Carr Show. I know Caroline is, a political candidate or has been. If that doesn't work out, she's got a future in radio. I'm unbelievably impressed. She did great for the first 2 hours. Thank you, Caroline. My name is Jess Machado. You can normally find me at my radio station, 1420 WBSM, out of Fairhaven, occasionally on Saturdays, by the way, from 1 to 4. Occasionally, I get a day pass, though, to come up and hang out with the cool kids. And I'm so happy to be here to fill in for Howie for the second half of the show. It's Friday. I'm excited. As a parent, I can't wait to talk about the Parent Bill of Rights. As you can imagine, I'm very interested in this and TikTok as well. And I was listening to Grace today, and we want to talk about that. We start off the 5 o'clock hour with the Chump Line. Taylor's going to walk me through this because, again, I'm just not the best with the timing on everything, but I'm excited nonetheless. And I'm happy you guys are with us.
Ready to do it?
I am, yes.
All right, let's get to it.
Taylor, it's Howie. What's got two thumbs, a black toe, and doesn't work Fridays? This guy. So long, suckers.
Enjoy your day off, Howie. Enjoy.
There's an old saying in New York, you can indict a ham sandwich. The only difference, Alvin Bragg ate all the ham sandwiches.
Is that happening today? When is this happening? I was all set for Tuesday. I cleared my calendar.
Hey.
Today's Chump Line is brought to you by Chase Medical. The FDA has declared an extreme shortage of antibiotics. That's true, actually. That's why I have the Chase, a pack of 5 different antibiotics prescribed by a board-certified physician and delivered to your home. Go to chasemedical.com and use offer code Howie to receive $10 off your order.
You see that creepy old man in the White House trying to kiss that little baby? That kid's gonna be scarred for life.
Ugh. Always around the kids.
He always makes it a point to address the children.
Always.
Never address the kids.
It's the same IQ.
Stay away from the kids.
Ugh.
Like a Senate hearing on spy balloons, so too is a Senate hearing on TikTok. A waste of time. On a separate note, can anybody ask the New York DA where the other two chipmunks, Simon and Theodore, are? Just wondering.
I thought we could get through the show without talking about the spy balloon. Guess not. Guess not.
Sure, Chris Sununu Delecto. Candidate quality matters. Just ask John Fetterman.
Oh, where is he? Is he okay?
Wasn't the statement yesterday that he's going to be back soon?
But we still don't really know.
No, we don't really know.
Okay.
Coming soon to a Senate chair near you.
Maybe. Maybe.
In Manhattan, Alvin is debating with his fellow chipmunks about whether Christmas will come early this year.
Jeez. We're not going to make it to Christmas. It's not happening.
The warming oceans have created a flesh-eating bug so that Pfizer can get richer with a new drug. The other goal is more control. They love having the sheeple hiding under the rug.
That was a poem or a haiku.
That's Limerick guy.
Oh, that's great.
I don't think they're really limericks, but Howie dubbed them limericks.
It rhymes.
So there's a Democrat senator in an asylum. I guess there's at least one honest Democrat.
I don't know if they're being honest, sir. Is that really even where he is? Who knows?
Yes, this is Special Presidential Envoy for the Climate, John Forbes Kerry calling. Now, I know that Tucker Taylor, the Fall River Village idiot, and that's saying something, is perpetually on these tabloid talk radio trash airwaves. But am I to understand that this guest host is also from Fall River? Certainly this must be against some sort of FCC regulation. This is the most ridiculous thing I've ever heard.
Bristol County's taken over the airwaves.
Do you not want to vehemently deny that you're not from that you're from Fall River?
I was born in Somerset and I live in Somerset. Maybe did a stint in Fall River for a little while in between.
My sister was born in Fall River, but I am not from Fall River.
They say like it's a bad thing though,
it's a
Taylor.
Terrible thing.
Come on.
It's horrible.
Come on. There's a lot of culture down there.
He's so defensive about being from Fall River, and it's really insulting
I'm
to people. It's really insulting to all the listeners who are from Fall River and are
care.
Great people.
They shouldn't want to be from Fall River either.
He's pissed, Jess.
Taylor, I lived there. I went to school there.
I lived there for a very short stretch.
I've been there twice.
There's great food. It's a great place to pass through on the way to the Cape.
It's a great place to pass through. Pass by.
Wow. Taylor, I didn't know.
Well, there's a big New Bedford-Fall River rivalry.
There is. Did you hear me say that when I first started here, you can take the girl out of Fall River or Bristol County, you can't take the Bristol County out of the girl?
I don't so much defend New Bedford, but I will attack Fall River.
AOC obtains her wisdom from TikTok. Let that one sink in.
Oh, sure, she does. We were just talking about that, how animated she is with her hand movements. She can do her own dance, just like the teachers out in California.
Perhaps after the failed attempt to arrest Donald Trump this week, liberals will be more cautious about using the term bragging rights.
Hey, it's what time is it? It's 5 o'clock? Maybe they get another hour before they could clap the cuffs on him. Little time.
That was your last chump line message. Thank you for calling Howie Carr, you chump.
Today's chump line is brought to you by Chase Medical. The FDA has declared a shortage of antibiotics. That's why Howie has the Chase case, a pack of five different antibiotics prescribed by a board-certified physician and delivered to your home. You can go to chasemedical.com and you can use the code Howie to receive $10 off your order.
Yes, this is Special Presidential Envoy for the Climate, John Forbes Kerry calling. Now, I know that Tucker Taylor, the Fall River Village idiot, and that's saying something, is perpetually on these tabloid talk radio trash airwaves. But am I to understand that this guest host is also from Fall River? Certainly this must be against some sort of FCC regulation. This is the most ridiculous thing I've ever heard.
You know, my mom is going to text me, and she's going to say, why? Why is everybody against Fall River?
Is your mom from Fall River?
She is.
I'm sorry.
No, you're not.
I'm sorry for you. Do you have to visit her in Fall River?
She lives in Somerset now.
There's a reason for that, isn't there?
You know what? I don't want to offend anybody because, yes, there's a lot of bad stuff from Fall River. But there's good stuff, too. There's good Portuguese food down there.
Yeah, a lot of mayors.
A couple incarcerated. Yeah, it's, yeah, you're right. We could do a whole show about that.
One's still slinging some THC.
He's famous, by the way.
He's TikTok famous, right?
He really, really is. You're right.
He's been such a ham.
We've been through some stuff. You're right. You have absolutely every right to
and
be.
And there was the alleged meeting between that mayor and the now incarcerated mayor on the waterfront of Fall River.
It's been really dramatic down there. There's no doubt. We'll do the pre-Flanagan era was a good time for Fall River.
Don't you think there's a reason Joe Biden's Secret Service wouldn't let him into Fall River? They had to do this in Somerset?
They did. They went. Yep. Well, you know the saying, Somerset and some are not. That's what everybody in Fall River says. Somerset and some are not. It's true.
See, they come up with terrible sayings, too. That's not even good. You know what their Fall River Police Department's slogan is?
The whole city is we'll try. We'll try. Or make it here. They're trying to change it, but it's still we'll try. No offense to all of the Fall River viewers. We're going to have to change your mind on this at some
point.
You
mean no offense. I am directing my offense.
Taylor does not care.
781 says the best view of Fall River in a rear view mirror.
Oh, for crying out. This is bad.
See, that's a good tagline.
Of all of the sheets I have here, crapping all over Fall River is not written on any of them.
Well, that was on my sheet. I'm sorry.
Guys.
I'm sorry to you, not the people of Fall River.
You're going to get this the whole show, right?
I'm done.
Are you sure?
Do you want me to be done?
I mean, what about Emeril Lagasse came from Fall River?
What's he doing now?
Oh, for crying out loud. We're going to get through today's show with a lot of anti-Fall River rhetoric. I'm for sure about that. I want to talk about the Parents' Bill of Rights. I want to explain it to you guys a little bit because as a parent, I'm very interested in this. There's a lot in here that you will benefit from if this ever makes it to pass the Senate. And even if it does, Joe Biden's going to say no to it anyway. But then we're going to talk about what's in it that is making liberals say that they don't want this to become a bill. And I'm going to highlight some of those things for you as well. And then we talked yesterday on Grace's show a little bit about TikTok. I know she and Caroline were talking about it today. I'm obsessed with this TikTok thing. We talked about yesterday how my children are not allowed to use it. While I was waiting to come on and Caroline was holding down the fort, I opened a TikTok account and said I was 13 years old, and I'm going to tell you what I saw as soon as I logged in. You'll be able to call and talk and add to this conversation at 844-500-4242. The text line is also open, 617-213-1066. I'm Jess Machado. I'm filling in for Howie today, and we'll be right back after this.
You've got it. From what I've heard here, yeah, you've got it. And you're stuck with it. And I don't care if you wanted to get rid of it. You could. It's always going to be there.
He's Howie Carr. He's a history buff's history buff.
You don't know nothing about Lady Liberty. Standing there in a harp, screaming out the wall of nations in a war. Send me your poor, your deadbeats, your filthy.
Howie Carr is back.
Hi, besties. Welcome back to the Howie Carr Show. I'm Jess Machado. I'm filling in for the second half of the show today. I'm happy to be here. We're starting off this segment with our poll question. I actually don't know what it is, believe it or not. For some reason, I skipped over that when I was listening on the way here. I listened to Grace's earlier. Is it the same or is it different? We're going to find out in a second. Do I say this first? I do. This poll question, though, is brought to you by HelloFresh. Oh, I'm excited about this. It's delivering great tasting recipes like Dietitian Win options that are under 700 calories and protein smart choices with 30 grams or more of protein. Go to HelloFresh.com/Howie60. Code Howie60 to get 60% off plus free shipping. Mr. Fall River, what's our poll question today?
You heard me. All right, you're the host. I'll show respect. Today's poll question is, you can vote at HowieCarshow.com. Do you think TikTok presents a threat to the United States?
I sure do.
91% say yes.
Wow. Is that the highest you've ever seen on a poll question?
No.
Oh, no?
No.
Can you think of one that has been like really like very one-sided?
I mean, who would you vote for in an election, Trump or Biden? I think we've
okay.
done that.
All right.
99-1.
Okay. This is, who are the 9% that don't think TikTok is a threat?
People who have TikTok on their phones.
Yeah.
People
yeah.
that are addicts.
My mom has TikTok on her phone.
Strike two.
Yeah. She watches cat videos and
you can find those anywhere.
Cooking. She doesn't have any other social media platform. She's not on Instagram or Facebook. She just has this TikTok account. I mean, as a result, the Chinese government knows everything going on in my house. But my kids don't have it. We're going to talk about the TikTok thing as well. Please make sure and you go and vote on the poll. I would love to see if these numbers stay the same. I obviously know where I feel about TikTok. We'll talk about that as well. But I do want to talk a little bit about, not a little bit, a lot about this Parent Bill of Rights. so much of what has been proposed in this bill is something that as a parent, I've been focusing on for quite some time. And I think that there is a particular facet of this that is true from COVID and the time that families were, you know, displaced from school and everybody was home. It started to really highlight how much control do parents really have over their children's education. And COVID certainly brought up a lot of opportunities for parents to recognize that, hey, maybe I don't know everything that's going on. Maybe I don't have as much access to the information that I would like. And if there's anything really good that has come out of COVID, it has opened the eyes to parents that we can't continue to just allow schools and the government to really control where our children spend the majority of their day, right? And, you know, as a parent, I actually started my radio career by going to a local radio station where I work now, WBSM, as a parent that had organized a group of parents to get together and advocate for safer schools right after the Parkland shooting in 2018. And we felt that after Sandy Hook, really, nobody had focused on school safety or security. And after Parkland, I think it really motivated parents to say, hey, we need some work and some focus and some money to be spent on making schools safer. And so I went on the air with another parent and we started talking about asking for, you know, things to be done in our local schools. That's how I got here, believe it or not. If you follow how it went, that's how it started. But, you know, I recognize that a lot of parents had to wake up and say, if we want something done, we have to do it ourselves. And so this Parent Bill of Rights is really interesting. I think it's very important. I know that Grace had touched on this earlier. The five, you know, key components of this Bill of Rights do sound like it would be a given. These are and should be things that parents automatically are getting. And it's not actually true. So first, parents have the right to know what their children are being taught. I can tell you as a parent, we have been asking for over 6 years in our school district for curriculum to be posted online. We have the money and we have the technology to upload curriculum right to our school's website, click a link, and you would be able to go and see, you know, Sally's fourth grade social studies curriculum. It does not take a lot of time. It doesn't take a lot of money. We certainly have the technology. So why are school districts still not doing this? And it is true. This is necessary. And I think what makes parents stop and think is, why won't they let us see this? Why isn't this available? So to see this particular part included in this Parental Bill of Rights, it makes a lot of sense for those of us that are questioning, what are our kids learning? You know, I don't really necessarily want to know what the math program is in place for my 10th grader right now, but I certainly do want to know what the health program looks like, what the reproductive health facet of their health program looks like. And in order to get that now, we have to submit requests and ask for that curriculum, and then hopefully we get it. Sometimes we do, sometimes we don't. So to have parents have access to their children's information makes a lot of sense. They're also telling parents that they should be able to be given a timely notice of when schools plan to eliminate gifted and talented programs, which is actually something that did also happen down towards the Bayou Bristol County area in neighboring Barrington, Rhode Island. They canceled the gifted talented program as a big part of their equity programs. We'll talk more about that. 844-500-4242. I'm Jess. I'm filling in for Howie, and we'll be right back after this.
The smallest changes to your routine can make the biggest impact. In the same way, you don't have to break the bank to make a big deal purchase. Even the smallest things can be part of a big change if it's something you use every day. Like with Raycons. Raycon is premium audio at the perfect price point, so you can build great habits without breaking the bank. Whether you're looking for a pair of everyday earbuds, low latency gaming headphones, or a speaker with a battery that will last all night at your next party, Raycons got you covered. And Raycons start at half the price of other premium audio brands. But even if you know you'll love your Raycons, Raycon wants to make sure you feel great about your purchase. With buy now, pay later options, and a free and easy return guarantee on every purchase, go to buyraycon.com/Howie today to get 15% off your Raycon order. That's buyraycon.com/Howie for 15% off. buyraycon.com/Howie.
Live from the Matthews Brothers Studios.
Today was a win for every mother, every father, but most importantly, for every student in America. You have a Parents' Bill of Rights now. But unfortunately, the Democrats are too extreme to believe that parents should have a say in their kids' education. You get the warning, there's any violence on the campus, you get to know where the money is being spent, you need to get to know what the reading materials are, and you get to protect your children's privacy as well.
I like that. Hi, Grace.
Hello, Jess.
Hi. Welcome.
Thank you for having me.
Oh, no. Thank you for being here. Do you want to say hi to Mr. Fall River over there? Or
hello, Taylor.
You want me to participate in this or no?
Only if you use your Fall River accent that I know you have.
What, in police water?
Yeah.
That's never stopped you before. Why wouldn't you participate today?
Oh, I'm being very, very denigrated today.
Well.
By both of you now.
You're talking so badly about the homeland, Taylor. What else can I do?
Not my homeland.
I've only been there once or twice, and I have to say that it was lovely. And when I went, I told everyone, I said, you know, I know someone from here. His name is Taylor Cormier.
I'm not even going to press the button.
All right. You know what it's time for, Jess.
I do. I'm excited.
Why do you still read the newspaper?
I like to keep up on local news, like the police blotter.
Whenever the laws of any state are broken, the duly authorized organization swings into action.
A fax! A fax is coming through! Oh, yeah, a fax!
Here's the kind of adventure you've been waiting to hear. Hard-boiled action and mystery.
So stand by for trouble and suspense.
Stand by for adventure.
All right. Grace is going to read some headlines.
Yes, I am. I'm going to read some headlines. The people who are the runners-up do not win a prize. At the end of this, I'll read two winners. They will win a prize, which would be a Kennedy Babylon 1. This might be the fastest we've ever gotten into Police Blotter Facts Friday, so let's do it. These are the runners-up. Okay. Naked West Monroe man accused of arriving in neighbor's yard attempting to open the back door. This is... This is Louisiana. On March 23rd, deputies of the sheriff's office were called to a residence due to a disturbance. Upon arrival, authorities learned that the victim observed a naked male subject in her backyard via her Ring camera. Very popular nowadays.
Yes.
According to the deputies, the victim mentioned that she witnessed the suspect allegedly walking back and forth in her backyard while holding his private area. The victim also saw the suspect allegedly walking under her back porch, tapping her back window, and reaching for the back door handle. Very scary. Deputies identified the suspect as 46-year-old Jerome C. Beard. And they made contact with the suspect at his residence, which is across the street from the victim's home. Beard refused to exit his residence. However, deputies entered the home and placed Beard under arrest.
I got into like a scroll on Instagram watching these Ring Cam videos. And I'm obsessed. What you can see and what you can find. It's amazing.
I think that...
Wait, what is it?
Like, people upload their Ring Cam videos. And it's like something... Oh. Some people have like literally been caught trying to get people out of a house when it's on fire. This situation. I mean, mm-hmm. It's really...
That should be its own app. Ring Talk.
There Hold on, go. Let me write that down.
There you go.
Oh, gosh.
Just swipe through all those videos.
But Taylor, you like to watch too, right?
Yeah, I've got surveillance on my house
and see what's going on.
I think it's smart.
And then you can see if someone comes and steals your packages.
See all the wildlife. See the possum in my backyard.
I actually see the birds. Yeah.
Yeah. You can set what you want to be alerted by. I just have mine for human alerts. So because otherwise my phone would be going off every 5 seconds.
I have it for everything. We have a bird feeder in front of one so we can see the birds come and eat in the morning and stuff. Yeah.
Wow.
It's fun. I have three Ring Cams.
They make
I'm obsessed.
They make like special smart birdhouses now. with cameras built into them, so you can watch the
take
birds.
All my money.
Yeah, I was going to say, don't tell her that, please.
They're pretty expensive.
Never mind, we don't have birds in Fall River.
All right, Florida man accused of slapping woman across the face with a slice of pizza. A Florida man was arrested after he allegedly slapped a woman across the face with a slice of pizza during a heated argument. Ortelio Alfonso allegedly...
Brick oven or wood oven pizza?
It doesn't say. It does say that, I believe it's just cheese because it mentions the sauce getting everywhere, but it doesn't mention any toppings.
My neighbors ordered Domino's the other day. Immediate judgment upon them by me.
You are a very judgy person.
Can't Wait, what's Domino's. Wrong with Domino?
Well, I like a good pan pizza every once in a while.
How many kids do you have?
Jess.
You only have one, right?
Yeah.
When you have a whole gaggle of kids like me and you need to feed like 16 kids that have come over on a Friday.
You'll accept Domino's.
Domino's, like, yeah. Yeah. Sorry.
You noticing a theme here with Taylor today?
Super snobby.
I said snobby. Wow. That's the theme, wow. People.
I will confess to being a snob. Absolutely.
We came from the same station, Taylor.
But not the same city.
The victim accused Alfonso of striking her with a slice on the left side of her face during a feud. The man became upset she hit another individual in the home on his bottom area. Oh, I highlighted that part, but I didn't really read it.
The plot thickens.
The man became upset she hit another individual in the home on his bottom area. Pizza sauce was splashed on the victim's shirt, her shirt collar, and the back of the shirt. She also had remnants of pizza in her hair and near her ear, and sauce was also found by deputies on the walls and ceilings of the kitchen. Now, something I should mention here, and Howie talks about this a lot, is that reporting is just not what it used to be. Because if you were on this case, if you were assigned this job, there was a lot of questions beyond just what kind of pizza. It's like, was the pizza hot? Was it cold? Was it day after?
Was it Domino's?
When the moon hits your eye like a big pizza pie.
That's a misdemeanor.
We don't have all the answers on this pizza. And that brings me to my next story, Jess, which we also have a crucial piece of this reporting is missing.
Missing. Okay.
Florida woman pulls gun at McDonald's drive-thru over item that is not on the menu.
The two out of three are from Florida, right? Though these new stories, right? This is okay.
Yes,
all right.
You will come to find that
that's really the origin of most.
Yes, most of these stories.
What
are
did you Google to get this story? Florida or McDonald's?
No, actually, I believe
this was a submission.
I was sent this by a listener in Florida. One woman reached her breaking point. She went to McDonald's, got in the drive-through line, and placed her order. When they didn't have what she wanted, she took matters into her own hands. The woman ended up pulling a gun. As a result, the woman was arrested, and the police also discovered she was driving without a license.
We don't know what it was.
We don't know what the item was, but the way they phrase it in a few of these different stories, because yes, I am doing the Lord's work here, and I'm checking multiple sources for these stories for the listeners. The way they describe it is that it's something that used to be on the menu. And you know how places like McDonald's will have these items that yes. are on the menu, they become a fan favorite, then they take them off.
My imagination is already, I've already have a guess.
Well, and there's supposedly a secret menu too.
This isn't Starbucks.
They have a lot of these places.
Starbucks has a secret,
snob now.
It's a secret menu.
Okay.
Wait, do you partake in the secret menu?
My guess. No, I have a guess for the McDonald's.
Oh, okay, so do I.
I think it's one of those, remember they used to have those wraps?
Oh, yeah.
The snack wraps.
Yeah.
And now recently Wendy's created a snack wrap because there was such an outcry for McDonald's to bring it back. I think she wanted a snack wrap. What do you think she wanted?
My first thought was the McRib, but then I remember the Arch Deluxe. You're too young. There's nobody here older than me. No. There was a thing called the Arch Deluxe.
What was it?
It had like a special sauce, and I think it came in two sides of the styrofoam.
Oh,
so one
that
side
was the McDLT.
No, and then it had one side that was cold and one side that was hot, and you kept them separate until it was time to eat.
Are you sure that wasn't the McDLT?
I'm going to have to...
I love how you, can I just tell you something? I love how he just chimed in and you said no and you just kept going. Like, I just.
It's zero credibility
inject
anymore.
That into my veins. That was amazing. So no, it's no. one side's hot, one side's cold of the sandwich?
Yeah, it was like a hamburger.
There was, I'm sure this was the deal. I could be wrong because there's a whole commercial with George Costanza himself before he was Costanza. And he,
I don't watch
one
Seinfeld.
Side is hot and one side is cold.
You might be right. It might be that, but it
was called the Arch Deluxe.
No, well, there was another one, the Arch Deluxe then. That one had like a weird sauce. It's gotta be the McRib. I bet you it's the McRib.
Well, it could also be like the Shamrock Shake. You know what else went out of style, too? They had the McFlurry at one point with Rolos, which was very good, and they didn't bring that back. So it could be that.
We need more reporting.
We do. We need somebody on this beat. That's what we need.
ASAP.
Grandson arrested after throwing Dr. Pepper at 80-year-old grandmother.
I know
why,
he's already
are you looking
looked
at me?
Because I know you already looked it up, and I know you want to come back in and you want to tell us.
Oh, no, I'm going to save this for after the break.
Go ahead, Grace. I'm sorry.
Larry Allen Reed of Lady Lake, Florida, continued to be held this week on the charges of battery on a person over the age of 65. When officers arrived on the scene, there were multiple Dr. Pepper cans scattered around the house with liquid all over the floor. The grandmother said she and Reed had been arguing when he threw a can of Dr. Pepper at her. Reed balled up his fist and dared police to come on when they attempted to take him into custody. They threatened him with an electronic stun gun. Still, he spit on an officer.
Over Dr. Pepper.
Well, that was his weapon of choice.
Fun fact, I've never tried Dr. Pepper.
Me either.
Really?
No desire.
Yeah, I bet just, Taylor has.
I think Coke is supreme.
What's
I think it's
wrong
really
with Dr. Pepper.
It's really hard to beat Coke.
Arguably my favorite soda.
Why would you want a soda that has like a peppered flavor?
I know.
That's like ranch ice cream.
Pepper.
Have you seen those
like
ice
pepper.
Creams with a, we'll take
ranch
your word for
ice
it.
Ice cream?
Yes. We'll take your word for it on that, Taylor. We're not trying it.
Tastes like doctor.
Okay, well, here's a question. Do you think, okay, if you have a soda, what's the best form of the soda? Bottle, can, fountain, what do you want?
Fountain.
Fountains. Me too. Oh my God, we are so sisters.
With Sonic ice. Have you ever been to Sonic?
I haven't actually.
Fun fact for anybody that lives near a Sonic, not you, Taylor, because you don't come down to Somerset. We have a Sonic. They have like the little ice, the tiny, tiny little ice that you'll get like in the hospital when you go have your baby. They sell it by the 2-pound bag. So I go through the drive through in Sonic, I get the 2-pound bag, and then I put that in my refrigerator ice dispenser.
You
don't
make this for free at home, right?
Yeah. I see. This is what I mean. Don't listen to him. Literally, just walk him out. Walk
anyway,
him out, girl.
Fountain soda with Sonic ice, if that's my ideal soda.
That's amazing.
Yeah. Go ahead, Taylor. What do you use?
Yeah,
cans?
We know you
what
want
do you
to
get?
Chime in.
No, the fountain. I don't really drink soda, but a fountain
There it is.
Yeah, there it is. Okay, we got it. Police Blotter Facts Friday is brought to you by the 110 Grill. Stop by their new location in Concord, New Hampshire, or find your 110 Grill at 110grill.com. All right, let's do one more here before we go to the break, and that would be 52-year-old man arrested for making spring break mistake. This is Pinellas County, Florida.
Did he have one of these Borgs?
No Borgs were involved. But he was arrested Thursday and accused of using a butter knife to cause extensive damage to a Nissan SUV. 52-year-old Clifford Edwards of Missouri was spotted making motions next to a couple's Nissan Rogue parked outside the Toasted Monkey in St. Petersburg.
I like that. That's a good name for a restaurant.
When confronted, Edwards laughed and ran down the street. That's when the couple noticed the entire side of their SUV had been scratched with a butter knife that was lying next to the vehicle.
Oh, he left the evidence there. Come on, man.
A review of nearby security camera footage yielded a clear shot of the suspect. Authorities said the man had also entered his phone number down on the restaurant's wait list. He wanted in at the Toasted Monkey.
What would you name your Borg?
Your Borg?
The Borg. It's a big thing. My daughter goes to college. I know all about
they
Borgs.
Give them names?
Wait, hold on a second. They give them names?
Yeah. Oh, I'll have to pull up. Yes, they all have like really like funny names. Borg, like George Borgington or something. Like they have names. Your Borg has a name. You write a name on it.
They're doing this in college.
They do it in college.
I am so anti-Borg.
You are?
Well, yeah. It's like a giant jug of...
Yeah. Yeah.
Of disaster.
Yeah, you could lie and you could just put anything in it. Nobody would know if it's not alcohol, but we should all as adults start carrying Borgs around.
Yours would be full of like Sonic Ice and Coca-Cola. No, I'm anti-Borg and I don't like it. And I don't want these young people drinking these Borgs. Get it nice. Get something small and something easy and enjoy it.
Whatever happened to good hard iced tea? Come on.
Why do we need to go bananas here?
Arnold Palmer.
It's tough times in college. It's money. It's cheap.
You sound like you're defending the Borgs.
I'm not. I'm fully immersed in the culture of the college. My daughter, she goes to UConn. It's wild over there. They're going to the Elite Eight. It's crazy times in UConn right now. Crazy.
Borg Central?
Borg Central. Yes.
Oh,
it is. It's crazy. It's tough to be a parent. We've got to worry about TikTok.
Borgs.
We've got to worry about Borgs.
I'm worried about Borgs all the time. I'm telling my adult friends who don't even know what it means. I say, stay away from the Borgs. Okay, when we come back, Jess, I've got two really, really good winners
all right,
for you.
Perfect. We'll be right back after this.
You're listening to the Howie Carr Radio Network.
What we're dealing with here is a complete lack of respect for the law.
Howie Carr is back.
I'm talking quarter pound of beef on the hot, hot side.
And the hot stays hot.
The new McDLT.
Hot, hot.
Crisp lettuce and tomato on the cool, cool side.
And the cool stays cool.
The new McDLT.
It's fine. Welcome back to the Howie Carr Show. I know.
He couldn't just be right. He had to play us in with him.
It has audio. I mean, it's for the listener.
You know, I've only worked with you one other time. And
you already regret it.
It wasn't enough for me to really understand what I'm dealing with here. This show solidifying. The rumors are true. The rumors down in Fall River are true.
All right, everybody. I wanted to let you know that you should definitely go to HowieCarrShow.com and check out an unbelievable cheap bastard deal. You can purchase a $100 voucher for Nautical Beach Properties for just $50. This is a great spot, Hampton Beach, New Hampshire. Tons of nightlife, activities, things to do, restaurants, and it's a beautiful time to go visit. Offer valid through 2024, so you have plenty of time. Not valid July through August, Labor Day weekend, or during Hampton Beach Seafood Festival, and it's a two-night minimum stay required. But make sure you check this out at HowieCarrShow.com. Click store to get your wonderful $100 voucher for Nautical Beach Properties, and you're getting it for just $50. That's half off. Okay, Jess, are you ready for our winners?
Let's go.
This story is thebomb.com.
Is it from Florida? It is 4 out of 5 from Florida.
No, it's actually Virginia.
Okay.
Virginia inmates use toothbrush to dig tunnel out of jail, and then they head to IHOP. The prisoners, John Garza and Arlie Nemo, were captured at the Pancake Joint's location about 7 miles away from the jail they escaped from earlier. They used primitive-made tools constructed from a toothbrush and metal object to break open their cell wall and access unsecured rebars between the walls. Then they used a rebar to break a small hole in the wall and climb through. Once out of their jail cell, the men scaled the containment wall and made a run for it. They ended up at the IHOP in Hampton, where police arrested them in the early morning hours. Bystanders at the IHOP had noticed the two inmates and had called the police.
Can you imagine all of that work? Like Shawshank style.
I know.
Like escape to go to IHOP.
And to crawl to freedom through 500 yards of...
Yeah, it really is Shawshank. And or you could do Escape from Dannemora, which is a great show people should check out.
I've never heard of this.
It's so good. It's based off a true story out of these guys from upstate New York who escaped out of a prison. And they did a Shawshank style thing. One of the best shows you'll ever see. But what I want to say is I hope they let them finish their pancakes, because it's like,
just let them.
It's all that work, all that time.
What do you think they ordered?
I hope like three at least. A little stack. A little short stack.
Hacksaw.
Wild video shows 10-foot-long alligator strutting through upscale Florida community. Jaw-dropping video captured a ginormous alligator named Rufus sauntering through an upscale Florida community to the horror of residents. The jaywalker, which apparently arrived from a nearby river, took all the attention in stride as it straddled the manicured lawns of the gated community.
Sounds like Fall River. Thanks, Grace.
Thanks, Jess.
We'll be right back.